CBD, which is short for cannabidiol, can be found in the cannabis plant. Products containing CBD are easily accessible, but regulations remain unclear on selling these products in Washoe County. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck talked to This Is Reno's Bob Conrad about this issue.
We hear a lot about THC, which stands for, this is going to be a fun one to say, tetrahydrocannabinol. Can you break down the difference between that and CBD?
I'm not a biochemist. What I can say is that CBD is basically one of the components that comes from the hemp plant. THC is the part of cannabis that has the hallucinogenic effects. So CBD is being used to treat a variety of ailments. People have isolated CBD into specific food products, drinks, chocolates, candies. I mean, you see it all over town.
Why are merchants looking to sell products with CBD in them?
A lot of people are saying anecdotally that CBD has a number of health benefits. I've seen videos online of, you know, children with epilepsy and they get treated with CBD and their seizures stop instantly.
What is the reasoning against having CBD in food or drinks?
Basically, what the federal government is concerned with is the interstate commerce of CBD products, which is kind of weird because we can get CBD online. We can get it at the local corner store. So it's everywhere. But under the what's called the FD&C Act, it's illegal to introduce drug ingredients like CBD into food products. And that's according to the FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb.
During your reporting, you've talked to different officials on the state and local level involved in the regulation of CBD. What have you learned?
It's a big gray area. There's a lot of muddy water out there, and there's a lot of policy and legal issues that need to be ironed out. What has happened locally, and I have not found this anywhere else in the state, is that one local chocolatier, Dorinda's Chocolates, was creating a brand of CBD chocolate called Live Kaya, and they were selling it through different kinds of distributions. And the Washoe County Health District came in and shut them down and essentially, I don't want to say quarantined their product, but basically locked it in so they couldn't sell it. About $60,000 worth at the wholesale cost, basically kind of confiscated it and said, no longer are you allowed to sell this.
So the Washoe County Health District is against the selling of products of CBD. What about the Department of Agriculture?
The Department of Ag is promoting hemp, raw hemp, and they have oversight of the production of limited processing of raw hemp. So again, they are looking at it as a potential new crop for Nevada farmers. However, they do not regulate processed products for consumption like those CBD chocolates. And that means who is going to regulate it? Well, here in Washoe County, the health district has determined they are going to be the ones to do that, and to some degree in Southern Nevada as well. And by the way, when I did speak with Dorinda's Chocolate, she did say that when they launched this product, they believed they had all the approvals that they needed to proceed with it.
Right now, this matter hasn't really been settled. What do you think is next for this debate?
I think the state is going to have to come up with some clarity in terms of how this is going to be regulated, if it's going to be regulated. I think, you know, as we've seen with cannabis and marijuana, obviously it's still illegal at the federal level, but the state has approved the sale, both for recreational and medical purposes. So I think we're going to have to see some more clarity at the state level on this issue.
In your article, you also talked about Senate Bill 209.
Yes.
Will you touch on that?
Senate Bill 209 just passed this last session, and that requires the state health department to develop the regulations for CBD and food products. So essentially what's happening now is the regulations have not been developed, but yet at least the two largest health districts in the state are enforcing it to some degree. So I think the legislation is going to have to be tightened up. These regulations are going to have to be developed, and that just hasn't happened yet. Meanwhile, they are being regulated.
Thank you again for talking with me, Bob. Bob Conrad is a publisher of This Is Reno. For KUNR News, I'm Lucia Starbuck.